Much, Alexei is really a tough player, especially here in those conditions where the court are fast and he have huge weapons and like serve and forehand. So yeah, it was a tough match, but I'm happy that I was able to stay patient, to fight till the end, and in the end I was able to win.
Pretty taxing on your body, or are you feeling? You look like you're
No, I'm tired. I feel tired, but I will be good for the next match.
Speaking of tired, we've been asking people about the coffee in the players' lounge, the coffee bar there. Are you a coffee guy?
Yeah, I'm a coffee guy. Yeah.
And then you made some stops there.
Yeah, every day, especially in the morning, and then I take espresso before the match.
Right before the match.
Yeah, right before the match.
Jacked up.
I saw like someone said that people in Russian were asking for like your racket and your clothes. What's the weirdest request you've gotten, and in general, like, what's it like when people are screaming your name? Like, I'm curious what's going through your mind.
About requests, no, every week there's the same requests every time. T-shirts, rackets, anything, and it's like I wish to give, but I cannot, because even if I have rackets to give, I give one, then everybody go crazy. Okay, if I know some person personally, I can give a racket, but like, it's tough. It's not easy, because then it's non-stop, because they think that you have thousands of t-shirts or something like that. But maybe with me on tournament, I have only six match t-shirts and, I don't know, six or five rackets. So I cannot, even if I would like, I cannot give, because I need them to play the next tournament. And that's it. So it's not easy. It's not easy, because it's never ending. Even if you give stuff, next day, like, nothing happened. Again. And was the girl asking me today for the t-shirt, for the racket, and I was like, I already give you the last year and t-shirt and the racket. I give you everything. But this year is different year. I want it. Like, it's never enough, you know? So it's a fun, but it's not easy. In general, of course, when people, I don't know, supporting you or kind of supporting you by the name and stuff like that, it's always a pleasure, and I appreciate it a lot.
But it's never like overwhelming when people
are, I don't know, you know. I mean, depends. If I'm playing or something, I'm in a game and I don't really paying attention to those things.
When you're signing?
When I'm signing, it's fine. It's in the end, it's a part of the job. Like, now I'm here in front of you, it's part of my job as well. And I have to respect all the aspects, and that's it. And then, of course, if, let's say, I'm somewhere in a hotel and the guys or someone start to follow me and things like that, no, I want extra photo or extra. It's a bit kind of weird, because I want to feel space, but like, when I have time and everything is like in a respectful way, then I'm always more than happy to do those things.
You have some mixed doubles coming up. There's a couple of, at least one team of double specialists in there, Rani and Zavatori, and there's a lot of other top single players who are playing together for the first time. You played a lot of doubles, and I'm curious what you sort of think is going to happen competitively. Do you think the best single players will win, or do you think the double players
will see.
Will?
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting challenge, and we'll see. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I don't know what to say, because obviously, it's a different mix, is a different thing, and even having the double specialist, for sure they have advantage in terms of experience. They know better how to play, how to feel. But also, when you have singles players, that they know how to play, they know how to serve, then they have a strong patterns from baseline, and they know more or less how to play volley. It's also so tough to beat them. It's not easy. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting experience.
I know you get asked about this a lot, but I wondered if just for a minute you revisit your win over Federer here in 2019. Just what are the memories that kind of stick out for you?
Was a mix of feelings, because kind of I felt too much respect for Roger in terms of the guy. Every week he needs to prove that he's one of the best ones, and every week he have a lot of pressure in terms of, it's like if you do final is something normal, or you win or you do final. If you lose before, it's like breaking news, like Roger lost or something. And sometimes it depends the conditions and stuff like that, you can easily lose to anyone if the player have his best day. And Roger was proving, I don't know for how many years, 15 or 20 years, that he's one of the best, playing almost every week until semi-final or winning. Maybe there was a couple tournaments, very rare tournaments, in 1 year or 2 years that he lost a bit earlier. But the rest, he was doing his best performance, like doing now Sinner and Alcaraz. And it's not easy because me, I'm losing even during the year, first round many times. And that's what I felt in the beginning, so I had a huge respect for Roger for kind of keep proving that he's one of the best. And the second, I felt like that match, they kind of show me my potential, because there I was not thinking even how to play, I was not thinking about anything, I was just kind of, okay, let's play, let's fight, let's try to win, give my best, and we'll see what's gonna happen. And I was able to play completely like in a good mindset with my head and with my game, and I felt like, okay, if I will do the things right, this is maybe potential that I can arrive. And then, okay, we go back and now try to kind of achieve those things by yourself. So they kind of bring me back to reality after the match, and so that's where I'm looking. I'm trying to achieve that mindset where I was playing against Roger, when I was playing against Rafa, those two matches that I think I had my best mindset, that nothing at all was disturbing me, and I was able to play unbelievable tennis.
When the tournament changed colors here from something green to blue, like it was something I've done before, I'm curious how much of a difference that makes for you. And I mean, playing hard courts all over the world, with different colors, did it matter at all?
No. No, no, no. I don't even, to be honest, pay attention. I mean, sometimes you pay in the beginning, oh, it's different color, it's nice or not, but when you're playing, no.
One of the unique things about professional tennis is that the start times of the matches are like dictated by the match before you, right? And sometimes if it's a long match, a crazy match, you don't know when you're going to start, and I imagine you can warm up a lot. And is it ever stressful? And what's like the worst experience you've had with that, where the match before you just wouldn't end? And
Of course I have been in every experience in there, like when someone is winning 6-2, 5-2, double break, and you go to the warm-up and then somehow come back, then losing set 7-6, and then you're starting third set, and so I've been in every, and of course in the past I was kind of getting mad, getting stressed, nervous, like, oh, I have to wait again, I warm up again. Now I don't really care.
How do you like follow the match before you? Do you ever watch it?
Coach is telling me, just, okay, now it's set and break, let's start to warm up. Normally I go to sleep.
What percentage do you want to keep your first serve and second serve? What percentage?
Well, I would like to achieve.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like, obviously, achieve as high as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how realistically that, but for sure, realistically, to achieve, to have more than 67 or 68% every match, this is possible. So I would say this goal will be amazing to be able to serve like that. But if I can to serve 100%, if you would tell me when to sign, then never miss.